to another episode of Tips and Tricks with your favorite destination coach, Danielle Shelton. Tonight, I am talking to Dr. LJ Johnson. How are you doing, Dr. Johnson?
Good, good. I'm super excited to be here tonight.
Yes. Okay, Dr. Johnson, you are a hormone coach. Please explain to the people what that is. And what you do, because I have suffered, and this is such a special show to me because there are so many people who reached out to me when I posted my story about fibroids, but I'll go back to that later. But I want to make sure I get your introduction and tell us what a hormone coach is.
Absolutely. So I am Dr. Johnson. I specialize in all things women's health, specifically hormones when it comes to endometriosis, PCOS, and fibroids. A little bit like Danielle was saying, you know, when you're dealing with fibroids, when you're dealing with all these not so sexy reproductive issues, there's a lot of hormonal stuff going on. And let's be honest, many of us get a diagnosis. You get the diagnosis, you know, it's kind of haphazard. You know, if you complain, if you have issues, it's like take some birth control, but we don't really get empowered with what's going on with our body and what we can do to get in the driver's seat of our health. And that's really what I do with my business. Is my, you know, goal is to empower, educate, and motivate you so that you can show up as your best self, so that you can balance your hormones, so that you can show up and show out in life.
I absolutely love that. I'm going to tell you, I was diagnosed with fibroids maybe 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. I didn't really know what was going on, but I knew my abdomen was protruding out. And I knew that I had a lot of pain. I knew that I started to like hurt. I was really swollen. And I also knew that there was a extreme amount of pressure on my bladder. And it was like increasing beyond insanity. And then when I would have my monthly, all of a sudden it was like, I couldn't control it. Mm-hmm. I started to get really tired. And I'm like, what is going on? So 4 years ago, I went to the doctor, they prescribed birth control, and they were like, oh, just get on birth control. It'll help them shrink, and don't drink coffee because coffee feeds it. And I was like, okay, didn't do that, and nothing happened. And then I went back and they were like, oh, you know, just change your diet. And if you change your diet and you take, if the birth control didn't work, you take these supplements, then it'll help. And I was like, okay. So I did that, and that also did not help. And then they were like, well, you can have a hysterectomy, which I always have an issue with because I feel like that's like step one. I feel like with Black women, that's the go-to, right? Like, right. Oh, you're having issues. Let's give you a hysterectomy. Mm-hmm. And I kept saying, there have to be other options. This cannot be the only option. And I did that. Fast forward my journey. I had a uterine fibroid embolization. Which helped tremendously, but no one told me about the pain connected to that and why that should not be outpatient. So I made a series of videos connected to uterine fibroid embolization, but I'm excited to talk to you because I want to know, what can women do to help some of the symptoms when it comes to having fibroids?
That's a really great question. And I love what you're saying. There's a lot of misconceptions out there. There's a lot of disparities. I'm just going to put it out there. I'm right there with you, like shouting from the mountaintops. Yes. Anytime a brown Black woman has anything to do with period pain, painful sex, or bleeding, it's like, you know what? We got you. Let's just rip out all your lady parts. And that's like a whole nother agenda, right? That would be a whole nother podcast of why we can't back down and let them take our uterus, take our wombs, and stop our family lineage. Like, we just cannot let that happen. But I understand sometimes you make that decision because of quality of life. You feel like you have nowhere else to go. You don't know what else to do. And you're like, I just want to live. I just don't want to be bleeding and cramping and in pain 24/7. You need quality of life. So I totally understand that. And that's what I love about this podcast, where you can get some tips and tricks and get in the driver's seat. Biggest thing when you're dealing with fibroids, the way I describe fibroids is fibroids are your body taking toxins and hormones and wrapping them together to protect you, right? Now, I'm sure you never sat there and thought, gosh, these fibroids are such a blessing. I'm not calling them a blessing, but it is your body trying to protect you. If you have ovarian cysts, if you have a cyst on your ankle, anytime your body is wrapping something in there, you know, pus and all that junk, it's trying to protect you. So when your body is doing that, the biggest thing you need to know with fibroids is your toxic load is full. Think of a bucket, think of a basket. Your basket is full. Your body doesn't know what else to do with the toxins. Either they stop coming in, which they come in through our food, our water, pharmaceuticals, you know, all of these different things. The toxins are coming in. So either you stop putting the toxins in or you find a way to get them out. When you're dealing with fibroids, just like any, you know, womb wellness issue, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Was it the toxicity, then the fibroids, or the fibroids and then the toxicity? We don't really know. So number one, decrease your toxic load. What can you do to detoxify your body? Some simple things you can do is get off the tap water. The tap water has your birth control that you're possibly taking, your neighbor's birth control, the lady down the street, her cholesterol pill, somebody 2 miles over, all their medication. As much as they tell you they're cleaning and filtering the water, you're taking in your neighbor's, I know, you're taking in your neighbor's pharmaceuticals. Cut back on the tap water, get clean water so that you're not putting more toxins in your body. Now, Black ladies, I'm coming for you. Yes. The hair weaves, all the toxins, the Botox, the breast implants, all of that stuff. And I say breast implants, not coming from the high horse, coming from the low horse, right? A year ago yesterday, I removed mine because it was a toxin, right? As great as they looked, honey, in those photos, it was a toxin in my body that my body could not get rid of, right? It was causing a lot of constipation, a lot of, just all of these digestive issues. So when you're dealing with fibroids, get rid of the toxins, cut back on the tap water, get clean water, cut back on the Botox and all of these things. If you're going to get your hair weave done and all this stuff, right? Make sure that you're getting ways that you can clean the hair because it's full of formaldehyde. I mean, if you're anyone on Instagram right now, you know, they're like, if you've ever permed your hair, honey, if you got the straight perm or the jerry curl, please know people are having cancer and fibroids and all of these issues because they're toxins. So decrease your toxic load. The other thing you can do is find ways to ramp up your detoxification because you're probably not going to leave this podcast and stop wearing your hair, stop wearing your makeup, stop wearing your wigs, doing all your things. I get it. All right. Your girl got her sew in right here. I'm ready to rumble, right? But we just got to do what we got to do to keep it 100. However, what can we do to decrease the toxic load? Sweating. Very simple. Sweating every day. May it be going to the gym. May it be hopping in the Epsom salt bath and just sweating it out, right? Movement, walking, anything that can get your lymphatic system going. Another thing I love to do, and we'll include the link, is wearing a castor oil pack at night. It supports your digestive health. It also, you know, helps with your liver. If you have fibroids, there's another thing you can do. You can take castor oil and a couple other things and kind of make a solution and put it on your womb wellness area. So while you're sleeping at night, your body is naturally detoxifying. I'm like, I could talk about that one all day. Detoxification is huge. The other thing is hypernourishing your body. Many times when you're dealing with fibroids, there's a lot of anemia, you're low on energy, you're fatigued, the lethargic, all of that stuff, the lethargy. What can you do to really hypernourish your body? If you know that you're bleeding heavy, if you know these things, you got to cut back on the processed foods, right? I know many of you are like, well, I just love the Cheetos. I just love this. You know, I know you love them, but do you love them more than how many days you're missing from work, right? Like I'm going to have to keep it 100, right? Do you want to keep missing all those days from work? Do you want to be missing out on life this weekend because you're stuck at home with the murder scene periods? Or is it time to kind of clean up your nutrition and get some whole foods, get some nutrients in your body? The biggest thing with fibroids is typically, you know, that lack of energy, the lethargy, you're just fatigued. No matter what you do, it's like you slept all night, you wake up and you still feel like you've been up all night, right? So things you can bring in to really help with the anemia. You know, there's definitely iron supplements depending on, you know, how you absorb things. You want to make sure your bowel health is good. You can bring in different foods like beets. Okay. And then the other thing, because I hate to do recommendations because I feel sometimes we just put supplements on top of symptoms, but these are just some little quick tips, and yarrow tea can be really helpful as well.
I can tell you, I used to suffer from cysts really bad. But as a kid, I wasn't like a heavy meat eater, right? Right. And now oddly, my daughter, she's not a meat eater. And as I grew up, for whatever reason, I was always very active. But in my 20s, I suffered from cysts and I just didn't know where they were coming from. And I had an instance where I had a cyst rupture. And that was like, what is happening? The pain that goes with the ruptured cyst, y'all, just know it's not cute.
It's next level.
So that made me be like, what can I do for myself? I completely went vegan. I cut out dairy. I was always, I call myself a wayward vegetarian. I was always kind of like on the end, but I love cheese. I was like, couldn't get rid of it. Cheese pulled me in. But I went vegan, I ditched the dairy, and I can tell you 1000% that not only did my cysts shrink, my health improved tremendously. And when I went back to the doctor that next year, they were like, what did you do? Did you take the birth control? And I was like, no, I just changed my diet. Literally by changing my diet, it like transformed my entire inside and outside. My complexion cleared up. My face cleared up. My hair was like super healthy. Like it completely changed everything. And now fast forward to after children and after married life, I have started to consume more meat and consume more things that are not good. So I wasn't shocked when I found that my body was like, hey, you're putting a bunch of stuff in here, but you're not getting all that stuff out. And one of the things you said, castor oil pack, one of the things I used to do is once a week, I used to do castor oil on my stomach, and I used to wrap myself in saran wrap and put a heating pad on my stomach. And that also helped to shrink my cysts. And if anybody's done a castor oil pack, you know, when you wake up in the morning, you are ready to go. it absolutely cleanses your body of the detoxes. And I felt so much better. So all of those things, I was saying that to say, on some level, I knew what to do and how to treat myself, but I just did not. So can you give us a tip on how we can stay on track for our nutrition? Like, how can we fit that into the schedule so that our nutrition becomes a top priority and not an afterthought?
Absolutely. Well, the biggest thing I would say is start small. Don't leave this podcast and be like, all right, I'm vegan, I'm vegetarian, go trash and everything. No, I'm good and well, you're going to be hungry in 2 hours and have nothing to eat. Start small. If you don't drink water at all, I know it sounds like, oh, that's not going to make, if you're dehydrated and you're always constipated, adding in 64 ounces of water, you know, that's going to help with all that coffee and energy. You're drinking all the other stuff. I've had people before say, oh, I don't really think of water, you know, as something to drink. Well, I'm sorry. Water is life. Water is a beverage. That's what she told me. She didn't think of water as a beverage. And I was like, it is a beverage. It is very important. So increase your water and start small. Making small changes could be, oh, I DoorDash every night. Maybe you DoorDash now 4 nights a week. Then you kind of cut back to 3. Maybe your thing is, I don't drink any water. All right, get a cute water bottle, you know, get whatever you need and be like, I'm going to fill this up 3 to 4 times a day. You know, maybe you just need to get to where, and to be honest, I hate to say this, but it's the truth. You have to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. Yeah. What you're doing is not working. So what are some of the small changes? I know for me personally, I am on the go. I mean, I love the kitchen, but I'm like, I'm not trying to be in the kitchen every night, all night, you know, cooking. And so I use the air fryer, you know, I use the Instant Pot. We just got a new one, like finding easy ways. And then also an accountability partner. It's so much easier to work towards your health when you're working with a coach, when you've got a support group, you know, when you have a podcast that you're gleaning information from, you know, you're in a Facebook group, an Instagram pod, whatever it is, a community, having a community. And it's really interesting when you're in a community that is striving towards the same thing, you know, maybe their health journey is a little different. Maybe they have one cyst, maybe you've got 2 fibroids and the other person has endometriosis, but at the end of the day, you're all looking to go towards womb wellness. So find a community and then start small, just absolutely start small. But here's the thing, you have to start today. Putting it off. And this is the biggest thing when it comes to womb wellness. If you want to see a shift in your period, yes, you can do something today and fill it in a week or 2 weeks or whatever, but essentially you need 90 days. So if you start in February, March, April, May, you know, about May and June, that's when you're going to start seeing the benefits. So I just recommend start small, get some accountability and start today.
I love that. And I just want to throw in just so everybody knows, listen, y'all, I did not eat meat and I ate heavy vegetables when I was a kid. So I don't want to throw out like I was vegan, vegetarian, like it was easy. it is, you know, if you've been eating meat your whole life and eating a lot of processed foods your whole life, then it can be a rough transition because your body craves that stuff. Mm-hmm. It craves that like salty, sweet, greasy. Your body does crave it. But I just found as I grew up, I just did not have that thing. Mm-hmm. So I just want to make sure that I make it clear that when I chose that in my 20s, it was something that gleaned from my childhood that followed me through college and that I knew I could sustain for an extended time. All right. So I want to make sure I say that because I don't want people to be like, oh, girl, I'm gonna be a vegan tomorrow. Like you said, and then me.
Set yourself up for success, right? Start small, right? So it's like, if you don't ever eat any vegetables and you're saying today, you're not going to have anything but vegetables, baby, that ain't going to work. You're going to be off the wagon by this weekend. So choose now, choose wisely and find something that you can do starting small, right? It's the huge changes that we want, but it's sometimes those little micro changes, that habit stacking, that bring us those results.
Well, Dr. LJ Johnson, I have enjoyed this conversation with you. I feel like I have gotten so much and I feel like our listeners will find a home here and we'll be able to be like, okay, this is something that I physically have control over. Mm-hmm. And this is a way that I can help myself. But in these times, before I leave my show, I always turn the tables on myself and ask my guests if they have a question for me, because I don't know, I put myself in the hot seat.
I love it. She said, I'm leading from the front. Yes.
You know, sometimes guests have questions and sometimes they don't, but I want to, before I close out, make sure I open up the invite. Is there a question that you have for me?
Ooh, this is good. I'm like, where do I begin? I'm nosy AF, so I know I got a question. What is something you put on your vision board that you're not working towards? So vision boards are huge, right? Everybody want to be like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Half of y'all, your vision board's under the bed, dirty dog hair. You ain't even thought about it past that vision board party. I want to be real with us. What's something you put on that board that you're like, oh, dang, I forgot and I better start working towards that?
Okay. She about to make me put my business out there. Okay.
That's okay. Hey, we can. Listen,
this is what I put on my vision board that I am not doing. Self-care, me time. I am not doing that. I have unsuccessfully tried to do that for several years. The only time where I have time to myself and time to recuperate is when I'm actually recuperating from something. Mm. Other than that, I do not give myself time. My little has a schedule. She runs track. And my husband does insurance and he takes a lot of clients. My mom lives with us and I'm sort of kind of a healthcare. I kind of take care of her. And then we have a teenager that was in college and she has come back home and now she has a schedule. And then I work about an hour from where I actually live. Mm. So my days kind of look like wake up at 4, go to the gym by 5, in the car headed to Miami, which is like an hour from me. By like 6:30, get home, pick up my daughter, get her dressed for track practice, cook dinner, get her together, get her in bed, come in the room, talk with my husband, eventually like pass out because I'm exhausted. And those are my days. So I am not finding the time. Look, you make me emotional.
But this is so important. I love this, that you're being honest and transparent, right? Because you could have got on here and been like, I'm doing everything. But you're like, but here's the thing. Someone in the audience is listening to this and they're like, oh my God, I had committed to self-care too. And this is the biggest thing. Cause I'm a type A-er too. I'm going to be honest, baby. I was so busy today. The air fryer is the easiest thing. Why a girl and burn some sweet potatoes in the air fryer? Cause I'm doing too much. I checked the time, went upstairs. I'm going to clean the bathroom real quick, do a little this, hop on here, burnt all my little dinner up. Now I'm all upset, right? Because I'm not slowing down. So this is the thing we have to remember. And this is the biggest thing I tell my patients and I remind myself. If I keep saying yes to others, which I know there are times I have to say yes, I'm essentially saying no to myself. And if I keep saying no to myself, how am I going to pour from an empty cup?
Yeah.
right? You can have the most money in the bank and amazing business and family, but if you're laid up in bed, or if you're up in the hospital, your health isn't where it needs to be, if you're not taking care of yourself. So sometimes, yes, I do have to say no, right? Now, I'm not one to commit to something and be like, oh yeah, I'm not feeling it. I'm taking care of myself. No, I said I was going to be there and I show up. But then there are times where people have asked me to do things even this week. And I'm like, no, like I'd love to be everywhere and be, but it's like, I can't. And if I keep pouring from that empty cup, you know, who's going to come and rescue me? You know, this is my business. My name is on the building. There's no one that's going to be able to show up and work with my patients like I do. Yes, I have a team and I have great people, but this is my business. So for me to show up, right? I think this is a great thing that we need to talk about. Like for us to show up, we have to start saying no to others so we can say yes to ourselves.
Yes. Oh my goodness. That's such a good note, Celine. I am desperately working towards the save time for me. I'm working towards that. I have not gotten there yet. It's been a decade, but I am going to get there, because the times that I have had to myself have been when I had walking pneumonia and I did not know it, and I almost passed out at work. And when I was recovering from having surgery, and one time I was just racked with pain. I have no idea what happened, but my entire body was like, and it's not happening today. Those are the times when I get forced time, when my body is like, so here's what we're going to do. Mm-hmm, we're going to force time. So I want to not get the forced time and just give myself the time that my body needs to be able to do the things that I'm supposed to be doing. So that was a blessing to me. Hopefully that was a blessing for everybody. I just have to like schedule myself in and make sure that I guard that time with my life. So I have made a conscious decision. And this happened actually before this. So I don't know. Look, that's looking at God. I understand, Lord. Because before this, literally, what's today? Thursday, Sunday, I made a commitment and I was like, for 45 minutes a week, I am going to take time to myself, whether that be take a bath, whether it's take a walk, whether whatever it may be, but for 45 minutes a week, I'm going to take time to myself. And I am within the week and I have not taken those 45
minutes. Today's your day.
So I feel
your day.
I really feel like God is like, okay, girl, we'll see, honey. Mm-hmm. All right. So I got it. Well, this has been so good, Dr. Johnson. Thank you so much for coming on. Please tell the people how they can reach you, if there's a website, if there's anything, information, social media, how can people get in touch with you?
Absolutely. I am on Instagram under LJS_powerhouse. I've got my own website, which is ljspowerhouse.org. There's a link on there to my podcast, which is the Holistic Endo Expert Podcast. There's blogs, there's freebies. We'll even include a link with this podcast on how to turn your period into your superpower. Because many of you, especially when you have fibroids, you're dreading your cycle. You're like, oh God, here it comes. I'm going to be out of commission. Grab that freebie so that you can start to optimize your cycle and level up your period health.
Well, I love that. Thank you so much for coming on Tips and Tricks. Well, this has been a very insightful night. Thank you so much. I appreciate all of your wisdom. This has been another episode of Tips and Tricks with your favorite destination coach, Danielle Shelton and Dr. LJ Johnson. See you guys later.
Thanks.